This is Olympic champion Scott Hamilton. Yes, the real Scott Hamilton. And you're listening to the other Scott Hamilton show, where you should be entertained, informed, and maybe even amused. Just don't expect any backflips. I mean, have you seen him skate?
Joining us now in the State Tama Hotline, he won the 1993 Heisman Trophy. Charlie Ward, welcome to the Scott Hamilton Show.
Thank you guys for having me.
Charlie, appreciate you coming on. My first question for you, sir, what kind of numbers does Charlie Ward put up if he's playing in 2021?
I'm not sure. Probably the same numbers. I mean, I threw the ball a lot. Of course, some of my senior year, I didn't play a lot of fourth quarters early on. So when you talk about numbers, that wasn't really, I guess, the big thing to do for us, because if it was about numbers, I probably would have played some fourth quarters. But a few of our fourth quarters in my senior year, the games were out of hand, and so other guys got an opportunity to play. But, I mean, guys are putting up pretty good numbers these years. They're throwing around a lot of opportunities, whether it's in the pass game or run game, depending upon their strengths. But you know, when it's all said and done, you got to be able to make plays, and have guys that can, you know, help you make plays.
Charlie, before you came on, we played the clip from 1993, your 80-yard touchdown pass to Warrick Dunn in the Swamp, and it made me wonder this. I'm going to ask you now. What was more difficult, playing Florida in the Swamp or taking on the Miami Heat down in Miami?
Well, they were both challenging. When you talk about the Heat in South Florida, it's always hot down there, even in the wintertime. But it wasn't just the heat that Miami always brought as far as the weather, but the teams were always good as well. So that's a double negative. But we weren't fortunate enough, I know my junior year, to win that game. Even though we should have won the game, but we weren't able to do it. But playing in the Swamp, of course, was tough. We kind of kept the crowd out of it until the fourth quarter is when they made their run, and they cut it down to like five points, I think it was, in the fourth quarter. And then those first and second downs after that, you know, after the third down touchdown, the first and second downs, that was the loudest I'd ever heard a stadium or been in a stadium. The ground was shaking, and so it was pretty loud on that series. But it really, really got quiet soon after I hit Ward for that touchdown. So that was just a great experience, and both of those experiences were, you know, just amazing when you talk about being a competitor and playing in those types of environments.
We're joined by the great Charlie Ward. Follow him on Twitter at RealCharlieWard. And Charlie, was winning the Heisman Trophy something that crossed your mind when you committed to go to Florida State?
No, not really. I mean, I was not saying that I didn't know anything about it, but I didn't really think about that being a possibility of winning the Heisman Trophy. And even at some point today, it's still, you know, a moment that I don't understand how it happened outside of, you know, being in the right position, being on a very good team, and, you know, winning football games. And so, you know, I look back and I'm grateful for those moments, the opportunity that Coach Bowden gave me to play quarterback. And, you know, just, I mean, like I said, you watch it, you see it being presented each year. And when it actually came to fruition, you know, it was definitely a moment that I will always cherish.
Charlie, we lost Coach Bowden earlier this year, right before the start of the season, and I had a little bit of a relationship with Coach Bowden. You know, we knew each other here and there, and he always would give me time and point me out in crowds and bring me into his circle and talk with me. But you played for him. I mean, you and Coach Bowden, by all accounts, had a very close relationship. Can you kind of describe your relationship with Coach Bowden and what he meant to not only you but to college football and to Florida State?
Well, he's definitely, you know, a figure that everyone knew. You know, he's just a genuine man. Had a heart for God, and that was his main goal in life, was to make sure that people understood and knew that he had a heart for God and he lived that way, and he wanted everyone else to have a relationship with Jesus Christ. And so he shared the gospel with people, and I was just grateful that I had an opportunity to play for him, because everything that he talked about, you know, he worked to live out. Of course, he's not perfect, but, you know, just his sacrifice for our team, the team when I took over the reins as the quarterback, you know, he gave up the play calling, pretty much the play calling duties on offense, because the assistant coaches wanted to give us a better opportunity to spread the ball around and use our ability to be able to help the team, you know, progress. And so for him to give up the play calling duties meant a lot for not just the team, but for our group as a whole, because that just showed that he's willing to sacrifice something that he wanted to do or liked doing for the betterment of the team. And that sacrifice definitely carried over to, you know, everyone. And so, you know, I'm just grateful that I had an opportunity to be a witness to that. And, you know, like I said, he lived out everything that he talked about.
Charlie, can you kind of describe what it was like in the days leading up to the Heisman presentation? And I guess the second part of my question would also be this. Is there any kind of pressure that comes from winning the award? Is there a downside to it?
No, I don't think there's a downside. It's a matter of your perspective and how you handle it. You know, leading up to it, I mean, you play the games and you put everything that you need to do on film and you live with the results. Whether I won it or not, you know, I still had what I feel is a very good football season. And our team was getting ready to play for the national championship. And so, you know, that within itself, you know, was great. And, you know, when you're on a successful team, these individual awards are, you know, start to happen, or you have opportunities to do it or be a part of them. And so, you know, there's no pressure leading up to it. You know, it was either going to happen or not, but at least you had a chance, because you were sitting there in New York City waiting for your name to be called or not. And so, you know, I was grateful that they did call my name. And, of course, it changed a little bit of the name recognition, but I worked really hard to make sure that it didn't change who I was as a person. But the pressure of going forward, you know, wasn't really later on. It was mainly, if any kind of pressure, it was going to be when you played in the championship game, because you had more of a target on your back. And at that time, I'm not sure how many Heisman Trophy winners had won a national championship. And so, you know, when you're going under that type of scrutiny, not so much you putting pressure on yourself, but the other teams, you know, have a target on you, and, you know, they're really gearing to stop you in your offense, just because of that name of Heisman. And so, you know, we're blessed to have an opportunity to play a national championship. And actually, you know, it was tough, but we ended up winning that game against Nebraska. But, you know, I was grateful to be able to add my name to the mix of winning a Heisman and winning a national championship in the same year.
And Charlie, you had a great career in the NBA. You played for some really good New York Knicks teams, spent more than a decade in the NBA. You were blessed to be able to say you had opportunities to go to the NBA or play in the NFL. Would you do anything differently now, though? Looking back, would you have tried to maybe play in the NFL, maybe even give baseball a shot?
Well, no. I mean, looking back, I played 11 years in the NBA. And, I mean, it's a professional league. And I got an opportunity to travel, play in New York City for 9.5 seasons. So I wouldn't do anything differently. I did do my due diligence on preparing myself for the NFL draft. I wasn't 100% committed, to the NFL draft or the NBA draft, before the NFL draft happened. And when the NFL draft came and went, and I wasn't chosen to be a part of any team or, you know, in the first round of the NFL draft, then I chose to spend all my time and energy preparing for the NBA draft. And so that was something that, you know, decisions we have to make, and we have to live with the outcome of the results. And I asked God to close the door and open the door, and he definitely closed the door, which was the NFL, which I was grateful for, because that meant that I didn't have to choose which sport I was going to play again. So I was grateful that I had one sport that I can concentrate on at that time, and I'm glad he opened that door for me to play in the NBA.
And, Charlie, before we let you go, how was the transition for you, though, after you got done playing sports, when you got finished with the NBA, transitioning to other parts of life? How's that gone for you?
Well, I've been blessed to be able to get into coaching. Coach Jeff Van Gundy was instrumental in helping me transition well once I retired from playing and coaching. And so now, you know, I coach football, high school football for 9 years. And now I'm coaching boys basketball down here in Tallahassee at Florida High, Florida State, AKA Florida State University School, now boys basketball. And so I'm enjoying life. You know, my wife and kids, two of them in college, one's in the seventh grade now. And we're, you know, enjoying Tallahassee, being closer to family. And it's been a very good transition from being a professional athlete to getting into coaching.
He was an All-American, a member of the College Football Hall of Fame. He won the 1993 Heisman Trophy. You can follow him on Twitter at Charlie Ward, Real Charlie Ward, on Instagram, Charlie Ward Official, Facebook, Charlie Ward Official. Charlie, buddy, appreciate you coming on today. Thank you, sir.
Thanks for having me on, Scott.
All righty, appreciate it. It's the great Charlie Ward joining us on the Satama Hotline.